You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yes, and it's actually the final day of SEC Media Days at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live at the College Football Hall of Fame. Got Bo here. Abe is in for Mike Johnson. I'm Allie Mack, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So another day, another four schools are presenting today: Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Texas A&M. Now, let's start with Arkansas. Question here is Sam Pittman in the hot seat? They've lost over 30 players from its 2024 roster to the transfer portal.
I didn't know I was working with John Freaky this morning. hot seat. It could be fired about the third game. First off, it's Arkansas is what I call it. It's Arkansas, but I like to call them Arkansas. I hope not.
You hope not, but
I think look, Arkansas is a fan base that still remembers when they were in the what was it, the Big Eight or the SWAC? I think they were in the Southwestern Conference or whatever they called it. So they probably think, yeah, they're a 10-win team every year. They're not. They're 7-8 games. They could do an 8-4 with a win over Ole Miss or an Alabama or LSU or whoever is on their schedule, because it changes that. It's kind of a big team, right? I think Taylen Green can play.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of his, actually. But I'm a big fan of Sam Pittman. I don't know if Sam Pittman – I think Sam Pittman obviously cares. But I think if he got four or five games in there, like we're moving another way, he's like, okay, well, I've got how many million for the next couple of years? I'm good. I mean, this guy's coached a long time. And I know he loves it, but also there comes a point where you get tired of hearing about it, and you're just like, if it happens, it happens. And he's been kind of rumored for, what, a year now?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things to look at from my perspective here. I cannot believe that he wasn't fired last year. Just being honest.
I do think that Kirby Smart was being tongue-in-cheek with Andy and Randy about, oh, you can't fire coaches as quick because of the NIL. I do think there's truth to that.
He entered last year on the hot seat. They did go 7-6. They did go to a bowl game, 3-5 in conference. And you're right, Taylen Green can be electric at times. 8 rushing touchdowns, 15 passing touchdowns. Sam Pittman's an old O-line coach. This guy took 32 sacks last year. Their offensive line does not give offense an opportunity.
Well,
right,
you have
now
to go back and watch too, and how you know, when I hear sack numbers back in the day, I would be like, terrible O-line. I'm just saying this because
I watched plenty of games where he just doesn't have time. It's not that he's holding the ball or scrambling.
That's part of it too.
No, I get that, but no, he just gets bombarded, and it's Arkansas. Like, there's going to be a couple teams that we talk about today that just don't have the talent that other schools have.
They need to be 8-5 with a bowl win. Also, I know that we're talking about the Razorbacks. Y'all smell bacon?
Okay, I was just about to ask that because I'm realizing
they have had bacon in recent days, but I don't smell it yet. Maybe you guys smell that. Well, you guys are closer to the kitchen than I am.
Your smell is broken, Abe. Dude. Like, she's literally sitting an inch from you. I smell bacon.
It smells amazing. It really does. It's making me hungry.
I mean, it's Allie's like, I might rethink this vegan thing altogether. Tofu.
All right, so let's talk about Kentucky. What does Kentucky have left for Mark Stoops in 2025?
First off, it's crazy because what if I told you that Mark Stoops was the most tenured SEC coach there is right now? 2013 is when he got there. He's a hell of a coach. He rubs people the wrong way. I do not like the offense that they run at times. I think it hampers them. It doesn't help them. I feel like it's too Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, back in the day stuff. I think they need to open it up a little bit more and try to get a little bit more creative. They did not bring a quarterback this year. Kind of interesting. But, you know, I think Mark Stoops, though, is the perfect he's got to – I would not move away from Mark Stoops if I was Kentucky. That's just me personally. I think that you can't don't forget that you're a basketball school.
I hate to do this again, Bo. He's probably on the hot seat as well. The program is just training. He's had a very good career.
Where are you
SEC.
Going then? Where and I
get
that,
but the program it's now at the point where it's trending in the wrong direction. He's missed on quarterback after quarterback. Obviously, Vandegrift didn't work out. They're going to try another transfer in Calzada this year. If that doesn't work out, I get it. He's had an incredible run at a school that, like you mentioned, is not known for football success because of what the basketball program means to that school.
If I'm running it, though, I say, hey, you need to really think about the offensive philosophy and maybe make it and open this offense up. And I would have said it going into this year to your point, and said you need to open this thing up or we're going to move on. Like we're going
to. I'm a big trend guy. I need this thing to trend back in the direction that it has because he's had some incredible runs at Kentucky where this team was like 8-4, 9-3 in years, jumping up, getting people. He's been well above what anyone thought would be accomplished at Kentucky. It has started to fall off, and if you can't stop that slide, I think you have to have the discussion.
Do you think he missed his window? Because there was a time in
– I don't think he ever approached it from – that perspective, jumping to a bigger school.
I agree, but what I'm saying is now you're
– From that, from the question that you asked, yes.
You've been extremely successful at Kentucky, yet you have people saying you're on the hot seat, whether – I'm not saying I necessarily disagree.
Right.
To me, that's the ultimate, like, man, you could have been anywhere. I thought Florida State was dumb for not hiring him years ago.
Yeah, I agree from that perspective that, yes, he had an opportunity to jump to a – school that wasn't basketball first, and I don't know if he has that opportunity anymore.
Let's move to Missouri. Is this the dark horse for 2025?
Not mine. No? I mean, we talked about it the other day. I'm all in dark horse wise on Oklahoma. Missouri's got to replace a lot. In the last couple of years, they have been very, very stout defensively, and they've had playmakers on offense to go with it. The question, Bo. Prabula, the transfer quarterback from Penn State. I just don't know what he's bringing to them.
It's Brady Cook, right? That's who they're replacing. That was his name.
Right. And Brady Cook, I mean, you can't outperform what you probably should be doing more than that guy did. He obviously had some incredible talent around him, right? They're also replacing Bo Luther Burden. And it's just it's some really good playmakers you have to make up for. This is another year, and they've been like this anyways. It's another year where it has to be defense first for Missouri. I think they're falling off defensively. I think they're falling off offensively. And when those things come together, I think they're due for a step back. This is a team that's been in the top 25 almost the entirety of the last two, three seasons.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're going to be there this year.
Well, Eli Drinkwitz ran – it got to the point where he ran his mouth so much, he's become like a hated figure. He might see the other side of that this year.
He might be another guy who's
to jump.
Not hot seat, but the window where he's a hot commodity.
Yeah,
it might be starting to slip based on how this year goes.
But I think Missouri should be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm not saying they have been consistently, but I feel like Missouri should be a job that you don't jump ship from. I think it's a school. I think it's – because to me it's a school that could – it's a football state, and it's a school that could – if they could really sustain, it's an SEC school. To me it is what Auburn is when it's cooking, 8-5, 9-4. 8-5, 9-4, or 8-5, and then boom, like 12-1, 12-2, right? And then in this era, in the SEC, that's a playoff team. If you go, especially if you go to 16 teams, they have SEC titles. So that's kind of my thought of what they could and should be. But this is one of those years where you take a step back and you don't panic and fire the coach.
Well,
and
I agree, he's not on the hot seat. I didn't want that to be Mr. Chief. But I do wonder if him as a commodity is starting to slow down.
The final team or school that will be presenting today at SEC Media Days is Texas A&M. Can Mike Elko get the Aggies out of the Longhorn shadow?
They're spending the money to try and do so. Now, Texas is also spending the money. Here's the good news in regards to Mike Elko. Love their backfield. Quarterback Marcel Reed, running back, senior running back Le'Veon Moss, 10 touchdowns last year in the SEC. I like what they can do from that perspective. They've got to protect Reed. He was banged up at multiple times over the course of the year last year.
Yeah, and and some of that was because he takes off a lot.
Sure does.
Wegman's still there, and Wegman played last year a good bit and was inconsistent. But I'm pretty sure he's still there.
I don't think so.
Well, I've got him listed on here. Is there? Mm-hmm. So I thought he had left too because of what happened. But I've got him listed as being there.
And Houston. He transferred to Houston.
Well, yeah. Thank you, ESPN, because I'm sitting here looking at him as an A&M guy.
Let me help you out. Our lads. That's the place to go for the best depth charts in all of college football.
Hashtag not an ad.
I know. I didn't find typing it up. But Marcel Reed is a guy that got injured because of the way he played.
Yeah, for sure.
But he was a spark, too. I think he started that game against Florida because of Wegman's injury. And I was like, what the hell? Like, this isn't supposed to.
He also couldn't throw in that game. They were just running him all over the place.
I know, but he did get better as a passer.
Yes.
What was the game that he came in and I was watching it? Was it LSU that he came in? It was a night game. I'm in a hotel room. I'm watching it, and Wegman couldn't do anything. He came in and turned the game around for them. They came back and won the game. I think it was the LSU game, and he was phenomenal. Reed. So he is a complete spark plug for that team. If he is healthy, they've got to protect him. He's also got to protect himself when he's running with the football.
Well, there is a lot going on at SEC Media Day, so we'll get some of the answers to those questions today. But coming up, we got to talk about the Terry McLaurin situation. We'll go in the huddle with that next. It is the morning shift. We are live from SEC Media Days, the final day of SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.